Today's reading begins in Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Romans 11, verse 25. Lest you be wise in your own sight, I do not want you to be unaware of this mystery, brothers. A partial hardening has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And in this way all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will come from Zion, he will banish ungodliness from Jacob. And this will be my covenant with them when I take away their sins. As regards the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but as regards election, they are beloved for the sake of their forefathers, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For just as you were at one time disobedient to God, but now have received mercy because of their disobedience, so they too have now been disobedient in order that by the mercy shown to you, they also may now receive mercy. For God has consigned all to disobedience, that he may have mercy on all. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him, that he might be repaid? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to every one among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith, if service, in our serving, if the one who teaches, in his teaching, the one who exhorts, in his exhortation, the one who contributes, in generosity, the one who leads, with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. So in yesterday's reading, we had read in chapter 11 this idea of removing a branch and grafting a branch and being regrafted, even. And so he's been dealing with the unbelief of the Jews versus the belief of the Gentiles, and then the fact that the Jews could now believe and come back and be grafted back in. So where we started here in chapter 11 and verse 25, he says, I'm gonna tell you about this mystery, or the reveal this information. A partial hardening has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Remember, the gospel was taken to the Jew first, then to the Greek. The Jews have had a problem with faithfulness all the way back through the time of Moses. They saw all the things that God did and still turned away from him on many, many occasions. Now Christ has come and they rejected him. He was crucified according to the plan of God, but nonetheless they did reject him. And then the church is established, and it is taken to the Jews first, and there are many who did believe. And then it is taken to the Gentiles, and the Gentiles are brought into the church. And so Paul is talking to the Jews and the Gentiles throughout the book of Romans, and kind of going back and forth between them, and doesn't want either side to become arrogant or to become puffed up. And that created a problem not only in the relationship between the two groups, but also a problem between them and God, because arrogance can lead us to falling away. And when he speaks of the fullness of the Gentiles, this may be a reference to a point in which the gospel has reached the whole world, or he could be talking about a future time in which all nations will worship the Lord. Now, he makes this statement in verse 26, all Israel will be saved. Earlier in the book of Romans, he had made the point that a Jew is not just one who is part of that lineage, but one who actually lives according to faith in God. And so here, when he says all Israel will be saved, he's talking about the elect, those that did have faith. And so then the mercy that God bestows is available to all who would live in faith. And he gets down to verse 34 and 35, and he has quotations here from Isaiah chapter 40 and Job chapter 41. He is praising God for this wisdom, and he's exalting him for this great mercy that he bestows. And then in chapter 12, a couple of verses that I use fairly often, this idea of presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our spiritual or reasonable worship. And he says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. We have to continually input those godly, wholesome things so that that's what is in our mind, and it transforms us, and it helps us to not be conformed to the world. It helps us to be conformed to God. And that through this, we will be able to determine what is good and acceptable and perfect, because God has demonstrated and shown these things to us. Then he goes back to this idea of pride or arrogance. By the grace given to me, I say to everyone not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but think with sober or serious judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. And he talks about differing gifts and things, that role that we would play within the body, and we need to use them and use them to the best of our ability, whether it's prophecy in faith, service in serving, teaching in teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. We have these gifts, and we need to utilize them in the kingdom for the glory of God. That concludes our reading today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.